anybody like that here? Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel. Good night.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
We'll be right back. Jesus, we bless your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, I am that I am, the ancient of days, the rock of ages, the holy one of Israel, the unchangeable changer, the champion of champions, the Lord of hosts. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, we, your children, are here. It is you we have come to see. Before we leave here tonight, let us have a divine encounter. Whatever may be our individual needs, let them be fully met in Jesus' name. Save souls tonight. Heal tonight. Deliver tonight. Set the captives free tonight. Tonight, let there be miracles. Let there be signs and wonders. Let there be victory. Let there be joy. Please, Lord, send help to us. Before this night is out, let every one of us sing the song of victory. That kind of miracles we've never done in our lives, do them tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Samuel chapter 17.
Samuel Ikini, Ori Ketadilogu.
Verse 43-47.
Ese iketa lebi ugoji, iketa dini adota.
1 Samuel 17.
Samuel ikini, ori keta dilogo.
43-47.
Ese kejile logo, keta lebi ugoji, iketa dini adota.
1 Samuel 17.
Uwe Samuel ikini, ori keta dilogo.
Verse 43-47.
And
the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And this Philistine cursed David by his gods.
Philistine now see we for David be a me and she had Jabi. See what he more part of you are. Philistine now see if he David Renipa
and
Wori Share.
And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field.
Philistine now see with David the Pimabo. He may see fear and other fun where you do at the fun where no papa.
Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
David is a wayful Philistine in our way. He won't be there at your call, at your Saturday. Should buy me to all you call you and what will do. Allah will go Israel, see what he got.
This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the air, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Lo ni yi, ni luwa yi ofi o iwo li mi lowo, emi o pa o, emi o si ge ori re kuro ni ara re, emi o si fi oku ogo Philistine fun eye oju orun. Lo ni yi, ati fun eranko igbe gbogbo aye yo si mo pe Olorun wa fun Israeli.
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
gbogbo ijo eniyan yo si mo daju pe oluwa ko fi da ohun oko banila nitori pe ogun na ti oluwa ni yo si fi o liwa lowo.
There's someone here tonight.
And you can be here.
The Almighty God will fight for you.
Amen.
We want to talk about divine champions. The first question we want to ask is, who is a champion? Call him the winner, the victor, or the overcomer.
That's
in brief, we will say the champion is the one who remains standing when the battle is over. When David fought Goliath, when the battle was over, Goliath lay down dead. David stood up on top of him. Everything that I've been warring against you, they will become your footstool tonight in Jesus'
name.
Now, what is divine? Divine means something that has to do with God. God related. God connected. Now then the question is, which God are we talking about? Psalm 91 verse 1. That God is the most high. The one who is higher than the highest. That God is the Almighty, the God of all flesh, with whom nothing shall be impossible. Which God are we talking about? According to Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. That God is the Lord of hosts, the God who has never lost a battle, who can drown his enemy, who can bury his enemies alive, who can use worms to eat up his enemies. So then, who is a divine champion? And number one is a champion that is raised up by God. According to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8,
1 Samuel 2 verse 8,
this God is the one who can lift up the beggar from the dunghill and cause him to sit with princes.
He's
the one who can make a man a champion. Divine champion is someone supported by God. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Romans 8 31. So it's if God be for us, who can be against us? The divine champion is the champion strengthened
by God.
Only according to that we are not few powerful.
In 1 Kings chapter 18,
verse 46.
God laid his hands on Elijah.
Allah be all Elijah,
and he outran the chariots of Ahab.
Oh, was sorry for that.
Because God gave him supernatural strength.
We
say divine champion. A divine champion is one made wise by God. Because in Daniel chapter 2, from verse 20 to 21, Daniel 2:20 to 21, it is God who gives wisdom to the wise. We say divine champion. A divine champion is someone loved by God. And when God loves somebody, that fellow becomes undefeatable. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 37, the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. A divine champion is a champion sponsored by God. Whatever he does, he does according to instructions from God. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, Elijah said, Lord, let it be known this day that you are the God in Israel, and that I'm your servant, and I've done all these things in your name. Let everyone you are the Almighty God. I am your champion, sponsored by you. Who is a champion? A champion is one sustained by God. A is the one for whom God provides. In 1 Kings 17, verse 2 to 6, 1 Kings 17, verse 2 to 6, God told Elijah, go and stay by Brook Cherith.
Lord, you see,
I have commanded ravens to bring you food. And do you drink from the water there? When the water dried up, from verse 8 to 16, God said to Elijah, go to
Zarephath.
I have commanded the widowed woman there to sustain thee. What am I saying? When you become a divine champion, that you God will promote you. He will support you. He will strengthen you. He will make you wise. He will love you.
Yes,
he will sponsor you. And he will sustain you.
Yes,
he is a divine champion. A divine champion is a representative of God. A champion that fights in the name of God. David said to Goliath, I have come against you in the name of the Lord. I am his champion. Even as you are the champion of the Philistines. A divine divine champion fights in the name of the Lord. And I'm praying for every one of you here tonight that the power to fight against the enemies of God, to fight against sickness, disease, demons, poverty, barrenness, receive that power now in Jesus' name. A divine champion is an ambassador of God. He speaks on behalf of God. And when he speaks on behalf of God, God backs up whatever he says. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19, it is written concerning Samuel, according to Samuel, a divine champion, that God did not allow his word to fall to the ground. In 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. When some soldiers came to arrest Elijah, they made a statement. Man of God, come down. You're under arrest. At one war, divine champion. Come down. We are under arrest. He answered, who has done with you? If I be a man of God, if I be a divine champion, I command that fire comes out from heaven. I'm burning you up. Before you finish speaking, fire descended. I decree once again tonight that all forces trying to arrest your progress, because I'm a man of God, may fire come down from heaven. And consume every hindrance in Jesus' name. So then what can a divine champion do? They can defeat sickness. Mark 16 verse 18. Lord says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick. They will recover. Divine champions can defeat demons. Mark 16 verse 17. In my name, they will cast out demons. Divine champion can neutralize curses. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. Elisha canceled the curse that was on Jericho. And change the curse to a blessing. And I stand on this altar as a champion of the Most High God. And I decree every curse on your life is cancelled now. Every curse on your family, gone now. towns and villages. I cancel them in the name of the Lord. A divine champion can defeat barrenness.
Only through
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17. 2 Kings 4, verse 8 to 17. As a woman, the woman of Shunem,
we believe come be ara Shunemi.
She had everything except a child.
Only ungugu ayafioma.
And the champion, the divine champion, the Elisha.
Elisha, this is according to your word.
Made a decree.
Oh, Abasha,
that she will become fruitful.
Be you, dear, it be more.
Even though she didn't believe,
but like they go full hearted to my God,
but because it came as a decree.
To my little people, why did they
it cancel their unbelief.
Then he let you wipe the glory. I bought it your counter glory
and bring to pass the word of the divine champion.
Oh, so they kill your words. You are calling that you can was or give me to share.
I hereby decree that by this time next year, when we call for testimonies, those of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, the altar will be full of you and your triplets. The divine champion,
according to you,
can defeat poverty.
Only glory, I need at you. She
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
Esther, can you see KJ?
2 Kings 4,
our package, you carry
verse 1 to 7.
Esther, can you see KJ?
It's the story of a destitute.
So, Johnny Patty, and continue, leave it
so poor.
Oh, to see, baby,
that the creditors wanted to sell her children.
I want to tell you, get away from it. I want to tell you.
In a single day,
we are just gone.
All our debts were paid.
I don't go see. My father got to do the answer,
and she was rich for the rest of her life.
Oh, what dear Lord, who will be for that year?
I hereby decree,
you are my share.
To all of you who are here tonight,
you will be eating very early
for the rest of your life.
Who will be for that year?
You will have more than sufficient.
Hey, dear, you are here. You are here.
A divine champion, can defeat even death.
Only glory iku.
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18 to the end. 2 Kings 4, verse 18 to the end. Tells us about the death of the son of the Shunammite woman. But Elisha came and laid on that child. And the child came back to life. I decree tonight, because my daddy asked me to keep on decreeing, everything that death has swallowed in your life, death shall vomit them in Jesus' name. Divine champion, can even defeat the siege of the enemy.
Oh, what a brilliant battle! The hammer of the water.
2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to the end.
That's the second.
2 Kings 7, verse 1 to 7.
I want back to the Urikiji. I say, can you do it?
Tell us the story.
Also, when you cry to come.
When there was a siege against Samaria.
We got here.
Since we are so bad, that women were eating their children. A divine champion made a decree that within 24 hours, the tide will turn. And just as he said, it was done. The siege was lifted.
kúrò.
Because the enemies had a noise.
Nítorí tí àwọn ọ̀tá gbọ́ ibi gan.
I decree tonight.
Mo sọ aláṣẹ lálẹ́ yìí.
All those who have been laying siege.
Ṣé fún àwọn tí wọ́n ti ń há
against your destiny.
Tí wọ́n dúró de tí wọ́n jẹ́ kí àyẹ̀mọ́ rẹ̀ ó di mímú ṣẹ ni.
They will hear a noise from heaven. I say I decree,
who are my share,
that every siege against you, against your marriage, against your finances, against your progress, is lifted right now. Now the question is,
ìbéèrè tí a wá fẹ́ béèrè ni.
Are there personal advantages in being a divine champion?
Kí ni àǹfààní tó wà fún ẹni náà tó jẹ́ akọni tó jẹ́ pé títí ara rẹ̀ ni àǹfààní yìí wà fún?
When you are a divine champion,
ìgbà tí o bá jẹ́ akọni Olódùmarè,
it is impossible for you to fail on a permanent basis.
Kò ṣeé ṣe kó wà ní ìdùbọlẹ̀ tàbí kí o jákulẹ̀ títí láéláé.
Because Philippians 4:13.
Nítorí Filipi orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá.
Philippians 4:13.
Filipi orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá.
Says that I can do all things.
Ó sọ pé èmi lè ṣe ohun gbogbo.
Through Christ.
Nípa Kristi.
Which strengtheneth me.
Ẹni tí ó fi agbára fún mi.
When I become a divine champion.
Nígbà tí mo bá di akọni láti òkè wá.
I draw my strength from the one who chose me to be his champion.
Nínú ẹni tí ó ti yàn mí kí lè jẹ́ akọni fún òní ni mo ti ń rí okun gbà.
And so I can only go from success to success.
Nítorí náà láti àṣeyọrí dé àṣeyọrí ni wọ́n máa lọ.
I hereby decree tonight.
Mo wá pa aláṣẹ lálẹ́ yìí.
For all of you who are here.
Fún gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ń bẹ níyìí.
You will never know failure again.
Ẹ ò ní mọ ìjákulẹ̀ mọ́.
When you are a divine champion,
ìgbà tí o bá jẹ́ akọni látòkè wá.
Even if the enemy should knock you down.
Bí ó bá tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ọ̀tá lù ọ́ tó ṣubú.
There's no way you can stay down.
O lè wà níbẹ̀ títí láéláé.
Because the one who has made you a champion.
Nítorí ẹni tí ó ti yàn ọ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí akọni ni.
Will lift you up again.
Yóò tún gbé ọ sókè lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
In 1 Kings 19.
Ìwé ọba kìíní orí 19.
In 1 Kings 19:1-8.
Ìwé ọba kìíní orí 19 ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí kẹjọ.
It appeared as if the enemy has knocked down Elijah.
Ó dàbí ẹni wípé ọ̀tá ti gbé Elijah ṣubú.
But the Almighty God resuscitated him.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè jí dìde.
When you are a divine champion.
Nígbà tó bá ti di akọni látòkè wá.
When the enemy knocks you down.
Ìgbà tí ọ̀tá bá gbé ọ ṣubú.
You be like a football.
Wà wá dàbí bọ́ọ̀lù aláfẹsẹ̀gbá.
The harder you knock it down, the higher it bounces.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni bí a bá ṣe nà mọ́lẹ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ ló tún fò sókè tó ń ga sí.
Every one of you who are down today.
Gbogbo ẹyin wọn ni tí ó dàbí ẹgbẹ́ wà nílẹ̀ lónìí.
Before the end of this month.
Kí oṣù yìí ó tó parí.
You'll be much higher than where you were before.
Wà ní ìgbéga ibi tó wà tẹ́lẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀ rí lọ.
A divine champion.
Akọni látòkè wá.
Can be on top permanently.
Ó lè wà ní òkè títí láéláé.
Deuteronomy 28:13.
Ìwé Deuteronomy orí 18 ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá.
Deuteronomy 28:13.
Ìwé Deuteronomy orí 18 ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá.
Says you shall be head and not tail.
Òkè wà jẹ́ orí òsì ní jẹ́ ìrú.
You be above only and not beneath.
Wà wà lókè títí lá nìkan ni ò ní sí lálẹ́.
And I want to echo the voice of the Lord.
Mo wá fẹ́ tún ohun tí Ọlọ́run ti sọ, mo fẹ́ tún sọ.
And decree to somebody here today.
Kí wá pa àṣẹ fún ẹnìkan ní ìlú ní.
That even as you are riding high, you keep on riding high.
Bébò tí ń ga ni, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wà á máa ga síwájú àti síwájú sí.
I decree to someone here today.
Mo pa àṣẹ fún ẹnìkan tí ń bẹ ní lónìí.
That statement that it used to be good for him.
Pé ó ti dára rí.
That statement will never be applied to you.
Ohun tí a máa ń sọ ni pé ó ti dára rí kò tún wá dá a mọ́ kò ní jẹ́ ti ẹ.
The statement that he used to be great.
Ogbólóhùn ni pé ó ti nígbà kan rí ó ti lọ́lá rí.
Will never be applied to you. Now, very briefly, what are the requirements for being a divine champion?
Kiwani unti olorun beere ki o to le fi so wa di akoni latokiwa.
Number 1,
ekini,
you must have faith in God.
Oni lo igbagbo ninu olorun.
Faith in God.
Igbagbo ninu olorun.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
We Hebrew rikokanla ise kefa.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
We Hebrew rikokanla ise kefa.
So if you are coming to God, you must believe that He is.
So ni pe to ba nto Olorun wa ni lati gbagbo pe nbe.
And it's a reward of those who diligently seek Him.
Ati pe oni olusesan awon ti farabale wa.
And that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Ni to realize igbagbo ko se se lati wu Olorun.
You cannot be a divine champion if you don't have faith in God.
Oh, le je akoni latoke wa ti o ba ni igbagbo ninu Olorun.
To be a divine champion,
lati je akoni atoke wa,
seeking God must be your priority.
Ki a ma wa Olorun ni lati je logun.
You must seek God diligently.
O ni lati fi ara balẹ wa.
Psalm 34 verse 10.
Ori David ori keri le logun ese kewa.
Psalm 34 verse 10.
Ori David ori keri le logun ese kewa.
Says the young lions do lack and suffer hunger.
O so bayi pe awon mo kini o a ma se alai ni ebi asi ma pa won.
They that seek the Lord,
ṣugbọn awon ti o wa Oluwa,
will never lack any good thing.
Won o ni se alai ni o ti o dara.
To be a divine champion,
lati je akori latoke wa,
you must be determined to know God.
Oni lati pinu pe wa mo Olorun.
You will find out everything that anybody can know about God.
Lati mo gbogbo to ye ki eniyan mo nipa Olorun.
Because Daniel chapter 11 verse 32.
Nitori Daniel ori kokanla ese kejilelogbon.
Oh, thank you my Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa leni kan be ni ilale yi.
He said you may not know it yet.
Ole mai ti di mimo fun o.
But they will soon call you the Joseph of our family.
Laipe, wo pe o ni Joseph inu malebi yi.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa leni kan be ni ilale yi.
He said you are tormented by the memory of lost opportunities.
Pe awon anfani eyi to ti padanu to ti sonu seyin. Won da ola mu bo se wa yi.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Oluwa ni so fun o.
It is a new day now.
Ojo tu oluyo si onisunse yi.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And amen. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said there's a blessing coming your way that will make you tremble.
Ibuko kan bo ni waju re bayi to je pe yo bu wariri nigba to ba te olowo.
How do I qualify to be a divine champion?
Bawo ni mo se le di eni ti a npe ni akoni latoke wa.
You must submit to him.
O ni lati jowo ara re fun.
Because it is when you submit to him that you can resist the devil.
Nitori igba to ba to jowo ara re fun.
James chapter 4 verse 7. James chapter 4 verse
7.
You submit to God, then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Oh, ba terifa fun Olorun. A koju ija si esu. Owo si sakuro lodo yin.
And then learn to spend time with him.
Nigba na ke wa ko bi a se lu akoko to munadoko niwaju re.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31.
We are Isaiah. Ori ogoji ese kokan le ni ogbon.
Amen and amen and amen. Daddy said there's someone here tonight.
Daddy so pe ni kan be ni lale yi.
He said, long before you die, people would describe you as a light shining in the darkness. I think this latter part of the program is for me. Because I have to say amen and amen and amen to this.
Let's
say there's someone here tonight. He said, don't worry, I will preserve your destiny.
Amen.
Forgive me, selfless is no selfishness. Because I have to say amen and amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
He
said, whatever troubles may be ahead this year, I will exempt your family.
Amen.
Spend time with him. And then learn to talk with him. In praise and in worship. Because John chapter 4, verse 23-24. John 4:23-24.
He
said, God seeks those who worship him.
We
in spirit and in truth. Pray to him. Because when you don't pray, you are trying to tell him you don't need him.
Nitori nigba kigba to ba gbadura o to so fun Olorun ni pe o ti to tan lowo ara re.
That you can handle your situation yourself.
Be only to ti to tan fun gbogbo yowu ko ma doju ko.
That if the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray,
sugbon o bi Jesus Christ Oluwa wa gan fun ra re ba ni lati gbadura.
How could you say you are not going to pray?
O lo se wa fe so ko ni gbadura gan.
And then, of course, finally, if you want to be a divine champion, you must be holy. Because he's a holy God. And he said in his word, can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos chapter 3, verse
3.
I can't be a holy God and you be a dirty champion. If you want to be my champion, you must be holy as I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. To be a divine champion, you must stay away from sin. Sin can separate the champion from his God. We are
have
run out of time, so I can't go ahead and begin to tell you that there are three categories of people who are gathered here tonight.
Tori pe akoko wa tin lo ni o je ki ri aye lati salaye fun yin pe ipele awa meta ni be ni lale yi
potential champions,
awon akoni titola,
reigning champions,
akoni to nbe loju opon,
and ex champions,
ati awon akoni ana.
Samson became an ex champion.
Samson di akoni ana
when sin separated him from God.
Nigba ti ese ya nipa si Olorun.
When he was a reigning champion.
Nigba to je akoni tin joba.
No enemy can withstand him.
Ko sota kota to le dojuko.
I want you to be a reigning champion.
Mo wa fe ko je akoni to nbe loju opon.
And reign forever.
Kiosu, wawa, you do a quantity lie, lie.
I want you to be an undefeated champion. All the days of your life. That's why you must be holy. And the greatest joy of being a divine champion is that when you finish in this world, you will reign with Christ. John 14, verses 1, 2, 3. John 14, 1, 2, 3. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions there. So I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I finish preparing the place, I will come back for you, so that where I am, you may be also. The greatest joy of the divine champion, if he remains an undefeated champion, is that he will end up reigning with Jesus Christ in his kingdom. And I have good news for you. It's coming soon. He will soon be here to take all of us champions to be with him. Will you be ready when he comes?
Amen.
I thought I would hear your yes. Will you be ready when the champion of champions come? How many of you want to reign with him forever? So shall it be in Jesus' name.
You're watching Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. Join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.